Hello, this is Mona Lisa 32, and I'm going to be reading the update number 9 of an art incest post by user Select Gift. The title of the post is called BS for Brother Sister. On vacation at my parents, and my sister and I went on a date and talked about things. Hey all, hope you've had a nice weekend. No clerical notes this time, so I'll just jump right in. After I wrote my last post on Saturday, we all just did our own thing at home. Early in the evening, I told my sister I wanted to take her out for dinner, or just go into town. She told me she couldn't, that she had promised to get some work-related stuff done for Mom and Dad. I told her I really wanted to take her out. She paused to think for a second, and told me she would reschedule with them, which I really appreciated. It made me feel like she also wanted to spend some non-crazy time with me. We got ready. I went out to buy a few things for the house before it was time to leave. When I came back to pick her up, she came out looking like $1 million. It was incredible. She wears lots of dresses, and this one was my favorite yet. Her hair and makeup made her look so elegant. I was starting to consider if I was going to have to buy her a restaurant like I promised a couple weeks ago. I was so excited. We went to my buddy's restaurant. We hadn't seen each other in a while, so he pulled all the stops, sent us different kinds of food to try, and opened different bottles for us. The night in general was just turning out to be a great night. Our banter was great. We were both enjoying all the things we liked about each other, with the added intimacy from the recent events. After dinner, we went for a walk around the neighborhood the restaurant was in. We found a little park, sat on the bench, and just talked more. My goal for the evening was to have a conversation about what had happened the previous night. No acknowledgement was given about it by either one of us. I didn't want anything else happening before we had a quick conversation, at least. We were so engaged in conversation, I actually forgot to mention anything. We drove home holding hands, something we could have done in the past, just not for the whole ride. At some point, I did put my hand on her thigh. She chuckled and said, "Whoa, Mr. Play It With Fire, confident move." She then put her hand on top of mine. When we got home, everyone was asleep. We quietly went in. I told her to get some wine and I'd set the mood out on the patio. We got ourselves set up and just sat in silence for a really long time. I think we were both really enjoying the evening, but we were also aware that a conversation was coming. She seemed like she was going to say something, but I spoke before she could. "I almost regret having come back to the same house as you at the end of such a nice evening. No goodbye kiss. Oh, wait. But those rules that we have that we can't break, I forgot about them." In a bit of a sarcastic tone, she said, "Yes, those rules, the pesky rules." I asked her if she had any other rules for me to follow moving forward. She replied, "Oh no, these rules aren't for you to follow. They are for me to follow." Before I could say anything else, she added, "Listen, let's not ruin the fun of such a nice evening with a serious conversation. I love you and feel very loved by you. We enjoy each other's company and we are becoming closer. And we both like being close. Would you agree?" I did agree. However, it's obvious there needs to be a conversation a little further than that. We need to talk about boundaries, what we're okay with, how we're both feeling. I want to know what she's thinking about all of this. When do we stop if needed, and how? If we can kiss, if we can't kiss, what else can't we do? Are we allowed to see each other naked? Can we fuck? Is she allowed to put her pinky in my butthole? I don't particularly want her to do. But if it's against the rules, maybe I do. Regardless, it was obvious she didn't, I totally forgot about that line. if it was obvious, she didn't want to have a conversation about it at that time. Perhaps she's trying to keep things casual, which I would not be opposed to. Maybe a conversation like that would turn things into too much for a quote-unquote relationship. And I don't think that either one of us wants that. Or she simply doesn't want to ruin the unspoken tension happening right now. Or maybe I'm just an overthinking idiot. Maybe I just need to feel like I have a grasp on things and playing it by ear is something I need to learn to do. I just took a deep breath and told myself just to let it go. I don't want to make her feel uncomfortable and ruin the evening. Plus, it's not like I'm trying to get her pregnant right now. We haven't done anything that can't be undone. So I just said, "Yeah, it'd be a real shame. I will want to hear out these rules you have at some point, though. Maybe you can fax them to me so I can review them." She said, "I'll do that first thing Monday morning." We kept talking for a while. We were sitting on the floor across from each other. She stood up and went to get me a cigar and brought it to me. But this time she sat next to me and rested her head on my shoulder. I wrapped my arm around her and we talked for about another hour. It is weird to be in such a dynamic with someone where you have the hots for them, but they also remember that you shat your pants in the third grade. She started yawning and said she was ready for bed. I got up first and helped her up. When she got up, she immediately hugged me. We stood there for a second and then started doing a little dance. When we were done, I brought my face really close to her and said, "You know what would make this evening even better?" She said, "If you pinch my nipples, I'm going to kick you in the balls so hard you'll spit them out." We both laughed, and she guided me to our rooms. We both walked in her room without even thinking about it. The mood felt right. I felt confident, so I asked her if I could help her undress. She said yes, and I undid her zipper from the back, peeling her shoulder bare, and gave her a little kiss on one of them. She let out a chuckle. In a completely unnecessary way, I lowered myself to pull the rest of her dress down, which left me with her butt right in front of my face. I stayed there for a moment, just staring at it until she said, "Okay, I think you managed to get the dress off. You can come back up now." She turned and hugged me again, and I did the same thing I had done before, where I warmed my hands up and placed them flat on her butt cheeks. She did a little bum wiggle, then pulled away from me and looked at me for a second and said, "Okay, you can't tell anyone I'm breaking rules for you." And she gave me a kiss. It wasn't anything crazy. A very first or second date kiss. It felt like a while, but it was maybe like five Mississippis. LOL. I like his humor. When she pulled back, she said, "Okay, there's your goodnight kiss. Don't get used to it." She went into the bathroom first and closed the door. She got herself ready and then gave me the bathroom. When I came out, her door was closed. I knocked on it gently, and she yelled, "It's bedtime. You've gotten all you get tonight." Laughing, I said, "I just wanted to say goodnight again, and thank you for the company. I had a great time." She opened the door and thanked me as well. I gave her a little kiss on the cheek and went to bed. I was on cloud nine that night. I'm still riding that high. I felt so grateful for the evening. I sat on my bed and went through the whole evening again in my head one last time. Then I jerked off until my dick fell off. Obviously, I'm very much emotionally involved here. It's hard to describe it, though. It doesn't feel like a romantic relationship or a sexual one. There are elements of romanticism and sexual interest, but it's not just that. It's like if you were really close to your sister, but you're best friends, and you like her, and you want to poke her with your pee-pee, you know? You know what I mean. I'm going to self-preservation mode, though. However, in the past, I've always been very hesitant to jump into relationships and invest heavily emotionally. And I think I need to do the same here. I don't want to get hurt, and I don't want to hurt her. So I'll make sure to tread carefully with whatever happens next. Yesterday, my sister kept trying to hang out with me for the first time like this while my parents are home, but almost as if it was my time to do what my sister had been doing to me whenever my parents are home. I kept being bombarded with things I needed to get done. Something quick for work, running one or two errands. Some high school friends asked me if I wanted to come over for a drink, and I ended up staying there until around 11 p.m. I did make sure to text my sister as much as my day allowed, but it wasn't much. When I got home, everyone had already gone to bed. It was around 12:30 a.m. That was the weekend. My parents will head out for a quick trip tomorrow morning and come back Tuesday night. So we'll have some more time for more shenanigans. Till next time, be good and behave. That was a cute post. I really like that they went on a date. And I like some of the funny anecdotes that were inserted in there, like his dick fell off. Anyway, I also missed the thing about the pinky in the butt. That was funny. If you can't laugh at yourself, who can you laugh at? I think it's great. Anyway, post number 10. Something happened yesterday and I couldn't wait to tell you guys. Oh my God, he's so excited. My parents left this afternoon and I had a normal day just working. At the end of the day, I came out to find my sister making dinner. I was still riding high from the weekend, hugged her and said hello. We talked and had dinner, blah, blah, blah. It was nice. The ush, I don't know what that means. I must be old or something, I don't know. Not cool. There were no plans for the rest of the evening, so we decided to wait until it cooled down and then jump into the hot tub. We changed at that time and waited in our underwear. Eventually, it was time for the hot tub. We go to get in and get chatting. It was impossible not to think about what had happened the last time we were in there. While we were having a normal conversation, I was itching to mention it. I would have liked to do it again, but didn't want to seem desperate and figured I should ease into it. I said, not to ruin the moment of relaxation with a serious topic, but I will need that list of rules you have. I need to know what I'm allowed to do and what I'm not. She only said, go with the flow, remember? For a jazz kid, you talk too much and do too little. I was in a jazz club in high school. Yeah, you guessed it. I got laid tons, not. I wasn't even good at jazz, so even then, going with the flow wasn't my thing. I mainly just learned how to scat, lol. A little annoyed, I didn't respond. A second later, I said, I guess I did like going with the flow the last time we were in here. It paid up. She said, yes, that's what I mean. We went back and forth a little bit. I genuinely could not tell you exactly how the dialogue went, but I did have an opportunity to tell her. I knew she was watching porn or doing something sneaky on her phone that one time next to me, and that was it was super obvious that she masturbated after. She admitted to it and thought it was hilarious. She 100% believed she had been able to convince me that she was doing yoga. Then we moved on to the last little masturbating session that we had. Things started to get more heated. She reviewed my performance from that night with, you did good. Like, I liked when you were talking to me while I played with myself. Immediately, I got super hard. I said, we needed to find more time to do it again, and she agreed. Then we both just stared for a moment and started giggling. Taking a deep breath, I said, you know what? Something, something, it's like jazz. In those exact words, and turned on the bubbles in the hot tub. Now we couldn't see our bodies underwater. I took my swim trunks off and pulled it out of the water and showed it to her and saying, and playing it by ear and whatnot. Her mouth was wide open, like she couldn't believe I had just done that. She laughed and said, I gotta admit, I was not expecting that at all. Are you trying to assert your dominance? I said, I'm not afraid of your mind games, little girl. And she replied, yeah, I'm so intimidated by the confidence. I guess I have no option but to follow the lead. And took her bottoms off and pulled them out of the water the same way as I did. We both put our swimsuits down on the floor next to the tub. While I was extremely aroused, I was also surprised that that little move worked. We continued to talk about the day we masturbated. She said she was happy to see me getting more comfortable with things, and that she also did really enjoy the confidence with which I told her to keep the door open. She said it turned her on so much she couldn't say no. Of course, I was loving this, hearing her clearly admitting where things were at, having unambiguous confirmations that things are moving in a direction that we both want. I told her I heard her using her vibrator and that it was really hot to picture her playing with it. Oh yeah? What did you picture? She asked. Her legs were all fidgety. I started painting a detailed picture, clearly having gotten the message that she wanted me to do a slow sort of narration of what happened. While I was speaking, she would go back and forth between extremely intense eye contact and closing her eyes and leaning her head back. In the meantime, I was starting to stroke my dick under the water. I'm sure it was obvious because only one of my hands would come out of the water to do gestures as I spoke. She clearly did not know what to do with her hands. It's like she felt like she needed to keep them above water, so I knew she wasn't playing with herself. She would ask me to elaborate from time to time. At some point, her foot came close enough to me that I trapped it with my hand and started massaging it with both my hands as I continued to speak. Her one hand instantly rushed under the water for a moment. I thought she was going to stop me, but she didn't. At this point, she was now obviously playing with herself. I was barely able to reach her foot while remaining seated across from each other, so I had to sit at the edge of the seat and lean forward a bit awkwardly. She told me to lean all the way back. I did, and then she slouched lower into the water, bringing the foot much closer to me. At this point, I was running out of things to say, so I, little by little, started moving to how much it turned me on to picture my parents fucking in the house and her hiding behind the wall playing with herself. As I kept going, I really wanted to continue jerking off, but I was using both my hands to fold her foot. So I held her foot up with one hand and brought it to my face and started giving her little kisses. Nothing super involved, just basically kissing it and rubbing it with my lips and face, letting my stubble tickle her. At this point, she's full on moaning and obviously masturbating. Her free hand kept coming back up to rub her chest, go up to her neck, around her head, and hold her hair up for a moment and back to her cheek. Sometimes putting one finger in her mouth or biting on it. I have no words to convey how hot this was. While she was very much doing her own thing, it was clear she was putting up a show. LOL. It was so hot at some point I had to stop and lower the temperature of the hot tub. I felt like the heat was making me dizzy. Or it was the fact that 80% of my blood was in my penis at this moment. We kept going on for a bit when I decided to give her a little foot a bite. She let out a loud moan. Oh fuck. It took her a second to compose herself. And then after she did, she said, oh my God, fuck this. And while still only keeping her head above water, she took her top off and threw it to the side. I stopped speaking. Even in this situation, as I was talking dirty to my sister while she masturbated in front of me, I couldn't believe it. I still couldn't see her body clearly through the bubbles. But knowing we were both there, naked, almost made me come without even having to touch my dick. She said, almost completely entranced still, please don't stop. Then pulled her foot away from me and gave me another one. I took it and continued doing the same. I did it to the other foot, making sure not to do too much of anything. Then every time I would bite, she would really like it. We could have been there for 5 minutes now, or 20, or an hour, or five. I couldn't tell you. Eventually, she said, "I'm gonna come," and started going at it ferociously. I started to make out with her foot, massaging her leg and going as far down the inside of her thigh as I could without getting up from my seat. "Ha ha," almost as if I was possessed, I started telling her to make herself come for me, to be good and to do what her big brother tells her to. Her moans were becoming louder and louder until she closed her mouth and clamped down her lips with her teeth and let out a really loud squeal inside of her mouth. Her legs were shaking so much, I had to only focus on massaging her legs. I kept bumping my teeth with her foot from how much she was moving. Little by little, she started calming down. She brought her leg away from me, but didn't sit up, so her body was still completely underwater. She leaned her head back and just stared at the sky silently. At this point, I was holding my balls with one hand and stroking my dick with the other, just looking at her face, her lips. She looked at me, and I just admired her eyes. Back to her lips. I told her, "You're so beautiful." And she smiled in a coy way. I started feeling like I was close, but I didn't want to come in the hot tub. LOL, I didn't want cum just floating around. And I said to her, she said, "I have an idea," and turned around, rested her arms on the top of her body against the rim of the tub, looking outwards, away from me. But her butt came up floating a little bit. "It's so perfect," and told me to just make myself come standing up and let it go out on the grass. I was very tempted to ask if I could just come on her back, but I didn't want to push things. I've come lucky enough until now. I don't know why this is making me laugh. I turned away and started getting myself closer. Man, I was so hard. She told me to tell her how close I was and wanted me to tell her when I was coming. She started saying how much she wanted me to come. "I bet your dick is so hard now. I want you to come as far as you can. I want your cum all over the place." Then she said, "Please, baby, come for me." That, I really don't know why, just kicked me over the edge. By a few hundred yards, I came so hard it hurt. I felt it in my lower back. I started moaning and telling her I was coming. "Oh, I'm coming now. I'm coming for you. You've gotten me so hard, and I'm coming so much." I just kept stroking my dick for a solid minute after I came in just pure ecstasy. Suddenly, I just collapsed back into my seat and my sister turned around. I also slouched down in my seat so that my head would be just above the water and our legs were in a lock together. We basked for about 5 minutes without saying a word. Then I broke the silence with a little bit of jazz scat that I still know from high school. She found it pretty funny, and we just laughed together before going back to silence. When it was time to get out, she told me to look away and close my eyes. She'd be getting out of the tub. I did, and when she told me to turn around, she was wearing her bathing suit. Before she had time to look away from me, I just got up and got out of the tub, still sporting a semi. I just didn't care at that point. I felt like whatever slow burn was happening had teased me so much that I couldn't resist feeling comfortable enough for her to see my dick. This was the first time she ever saw my dick. She didn't say a word. I don't think she could. She just followed my dick from the moment I got out of the water to the moment I stood next to her. I didn't put my pants back on right away, waiting for her to say something, while she just still was looking at my dick. I used the tip of my index finger to push her chin back up until our eyes met. She just smiled and said, "Who are you?" I just chuckled and got dressed. I wasn't sure if I wanted to hang out or if we were going to bed, so I just sat down in the patio furniture as we walked past it. I grabbed her hand and sat her on my lap. She leaned back and put her arms around my neck. My one hand was on top of her leg and my other hand was holding her from the upper part of her butt. We just enjoyed each other's company for a moment until we realized we were both beat. We needed to go to bed. Got up and walked to our bathroom. We brushed our teeth, and this time she hugged me the whole time. We were just holding each other. After, I said I was too tired. I didn't have the energy to take a shower. She said she felt gross if she didn't shower, but was also too tired. We talked for a second, and I just walked over to the couch in the TV room and laid down. Shortly after, she came over and laid next to / on top of me, resting her head on my chest and throwing her legs over me. I held her tightly as we spoke, rubbing her back up and down, sometimes making it to her ass and rubbing it too. Eventually, we both fell asleep. So, this post was very, it progressed a little bit more, I would say, being totally nude in front of each other and masturbating under the water and risque with like taking off their bathing suits, and then having the date. So it's all like progressing nice and slow. That's kind of nice. We're at like 26 minutes. I think I should read one more. Okay. This is update number 11. B/S on vacation at my parents, and another big thing happened. How exciting. Hey folks, long post warning. I wonder if I should just save this for the next. I already said I was going to read it, so here we go. Might be long. LOL. Am I even capable of not writing a long post? Sorry, I couldn't wait to tell you about this though. The last couple of days, I had still been riding the high from Monday night. It was just incredible. I didn't know what to feel, what to think, without knowing really how it started or exactly how we got here. It felt like I'd arrived at where I wanted to be without even necessarily knowing I did in the first place. My thoughts have been just crammed in my head for the last 48 hours, and without even having time to think about it, something else happened. LOL. Just so I didn't get too comfortable about where I was, last night was without a doubt the best weird night of my life. What a setup. Tuesday was a very mild day. My parents had arrived in the afternoon. With them around, my sister and I didn't really even have time to talk to each other. I was a little concerned about that at first, but later really appreciated having the time to think about things, just to give myself some space to digest everything that happened. It was hard to do all this thinking, pretending like nothing was going on with my parents around. Everyone complained about being tired and went to bed early. I tried to come to my sister's room later in the evening, but she seemed to have snuck out. So I just went outside and had a heart-to-heart with a cigar and a drink. Giving myself some air allowed me to get some thoughts in order. First, the only reason things evolved into what they did was because I was more willing to follow my sister's lead and just play it by ear. So I'm definitely interested in maintaining the same attitude moving forward. Many of you expressed that same sentiment in your comments from my last post. At the same time, I recognize some of the boundaries needed to be discussed. After all, it's important that we don't just get too carried away and potentially jump into having sex without considering the massive responsibility that comes with it. My sister has not wanted to have a serious conversation about this whole thing. She clearly has given lots of thought and has come up with her own list of boundaries. She keeps mentioning these rules of hers as a recurring joke, and honestly, I do believe they exist. I think she has outlined limits for herself to respect. With that in mind, it makes sense that she wouldn't want to discuss things in minutia because it would take away the fun from the tension of things building up. So I figured I need to come up with my own set of rules. I won't complicate things. Rule one is that we won't have sex until discussing it first. That's it. Everything goes beyond that. We'll do this little dance she insists on, and when we get to the moment of truth, I'll make sure to stop us from doing anything without both acknowledging the seriousness and implications of it all. That was it. Before I went to bed, I had a chance to interact with my mom, which allowed me to have a tiny taste of normal family interactions and put things into perspective. While I want things to move forward with my sister, I don't ever want to risk losing the closeness I have with all of them. So my only other rule will be that if there is ever any risk of hurting each other or compromising our sibling relationship, everything stops completely. Well, good thing I had time to think about things because along came yesterday. Mom and Dad were home most of the day. It was our godfather's birthday, and they were invited to a birthday dinner party. My uncle, we call him Uncle, always throws a pretty big party, so I knew my parents wouldn't be coming earlier than 1-ish. I decided to try and hang out with my sister without any expectations. The ush. Dinner, drinks, great conversation. We did not really acknowledge what had happened beyond a couple of subtle innuendos. Nothing crazy. At the time of night, we were talking about nothing when I changed the topic drastically. I had a chance to do some thinking yesterday. I came up with a couple of rules myself, I said. She asked, "Oh yeah? Like what?" I laughed and said, "Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?" While she found it funny, she seemed a tiny bit irritated. Admittedly, she respected it and played it super cool. I was hoping it would annoy her more. It was around 9 now, and we both said we were tired. We said we could go to get ready for bed and just hang out. That way, we could just go to bed whenever we felt like it. We moved to our bathroom. We stripped to our underwear and got ready for bed like we've done a million times before. When we came out, we both mindlessly walked into her room. We talked for a little while, changing seating configurations on the bed every once in a while. Keep in mind, at this point, we were only wearing underwear, so it let me watch her from different angles, which my penis certainly appreciated, and for which it voiced its gratitude. Little by little, a semi started coming around the corner. The final seating arrangement was me seated up against the headboard with a pillow behind me, her doing most of the same, but positioned lower and leaning more against me than on the headboard. So, she couldn't see my face, but I could see her whole body. My arm was also wrapped around her stomach, with her boobs barely resting on it, barely touching it. As I kept looking at her body, my dick kept getting harder and harder, eventually becoming a full-on boner. She noticed and said something like, "Oh, it looks like somebody's getting excited." I said, "The view was playing a role." She asked me if she's been acting as jerk-off material when I'm by myself. I told her that on and off, depending on the night we had, but that since Monday night, she'd kept that title for a good while. She asked me if I have to watch porn every time I jerk off, or if just fantasizing is enough. I told her I almost always watch porn. Then she asked me if I watch brother-sister porn. I admitted that I do. She thought it was so funny. Since she doesn't watch a lot of porn, she kept asking me questions. After answering some of them, I said, "If you'd like, I can just show you what I'd watch if I was to jerk off." She was so excited. I pulled some on my phone and passed it to her. She held it up so we could both watch. I was so hard, my dick would poke the back of her arm from time to time. With the hand she couldn't see, I started gently rubbing my dick through my underwear. I was super turned on, but it was obvious she wasn't. She was mostly curious and giggly, We stopped the porn video after I said, "I think you get the concept here," and asked her what sort of stories she reads or listens to when she masturbates. She described general plots of some of them, and I acted just as curious and interested in them as she was on my porn, genuinely so. Eventually, I just asked her to pull up her favorite one, which she did. She handed me her phone and told me this one was one that she kept coming back to. The story was basically a female voyeur that was watching people fuck in a hotel room across from hers. Sex-wise, it was pretty tame, but very passionate, so it made sense that she liked it. I asked if she normally reads while she plays with herself, or if she will read first and then go to her room after. She said both. After a moment of me reading the first couple of paragraphs silently, while she was so quietly waiting for me to be done, I stumbled upon a sentence that I found kind of funny and read it out loud. My sister commented on it, and then, without thinking about it, I continued reading out loud. Before long, we got to the sexy part of the sexy story, and I read in a sexy tone to convey the sexiness. Lots of sex in that one. My sister's hands wandered around her body and my arm for a few seconds, almost like she didn't know what she was going to do with it. Her legs started fidgeting and swaying from one side to the other. After a couple of minutes, as the story got more intense, I grabbed her hand and put it on top of her pussy, above her underwear, and instructed, "Play with yourself for me," in a very serious tone. She let out a playful little moan and simply said, "Okay." Opened her legs and started rubbing herself over her panties without moving. I continued reading. The story was getting more and more intense, and with it, she started full-on rubbing herself passionately. In the story, the narrator starts describing how she started masturbating after a while of watching the couple, and this seemed to trigger my sister. She slid her hand into her panties and continued playing with herself. With the other hand, she held my arm around her tightly, as if she wanted to make sure I didn't let go. She would do gentle touching of her breasts, her neck, and at some point even brought her hand up to my head and gave me hair pets. As we got closer to the climax of the story, she seemed to be getting ready to come. I could tell she was now both fingering herself and playing with her clit. She would go back and forth. Eventually, she yelled, "I'm close," and I started reading the story a bit more intensely, getting closer to her ear and almost whispering it to her. Suddenly, I stopped reading as she gets very tense, and she takes her hand out of her panties and moves them to the side, exposing herself. My dick nearly ripped through my underwear. She made herself come very quietly. She didn't really make any noise. I held her tightly with the other hand and started giving her a gentle hair pets. After she was done, it took her a minute to recover. I just sat there stroking her hair, holding her tight. She slowed down the speed of the rubbing until she only held her hand covering her pussy. It wasn't the biggest orgasm, but she did seem satisfied. I said, "If you could please leave a review for my reading online, that would be greatly appreciated." She moved my hand to the side, got up, and turned to look at me. I didn't really come all the way. The clothes stopped me from orgasming as hard as I know I can. My sister made eye contact for a second, almost as if she was trying to warn me of what was about to happen. Turned around and took her panties off, bending over. As she started exposing her asshole peeked over the panties to say hi, then her pussy. The panties almost tried to hold on to it. She was absolutely soaked. She was dripping down her leg. She turned back around, showing me the tiniest patch of hair above that beautiful shaved pussy. Then she took her bra off. I don't think I've ever talked much about my sister's boobs. I'm definitely an ass man, but Jesus Christ, she's a 36C, and they're incredible. Before coming back to bed, she opened her nightstand drawer and pulled out the bright pink rabbit dildo and turned it on. She went back to the same position she was in before, placing my arm where it was, only this time higher, almost as if using it to cover her boobs. When she got herself set up, she asked for her phone back and gave me another story to read. I barely read any of it. She started rubbing herself with a vibrator, and then little by little, started fucking herself with it. I could not take it anymore. After putting the phone down, I took my shorts off and started jerking off. We could both see each other so well. I could see her from above, and she saw my dick 5 inches away from her face. Holy shit. She took off at that point. She placed her feet flat on her bed and lifted her hips and fucked herself really hard. At this point, I'm going at it, matching her speed. She takes it out, rubs her clit, then pushes it back in. Her one hand moves to her clit, and the other one holds the dildo. The moaning starts to get louder and louder. It had to be around 12 at this point. So it wasn't impossible my parents could arrive at any minute. So I moved my hand from her boobs to cover her mouth in a non-creepy way. As I did, she started getting and going even faster. With my hand over her mouth, she didn't find any need to limit how loud she was being and started going crazy. My dick was getting closer to just catching on fire. I was going so hard, it started hurting. It had become dry, unintentionally. I let out a little noise of discomfort and she asked me what was wrong. I'm too turned on, my dick is drying up, was the best summary I was able to mutter. She took the dildo out and put it down, rubbed her pussy with her flat hand, making noises along the way, then placed her completely soaked hand on my dick and stroked it twice. She then picked the dildo back up and went back to where her hands were before. I almost passed out when this happened. I was literally seeing black spots. We were both getting so close. Suddenly, she lets out a loud scream. I rushed my hand to her mouth to stop her. She started shaking. Her legs were now flat on the bed and squirming as she came. Her hand with the dildo wasn't going fast anymore. She was going deep and hard. After 10 seconds of this, she took it out and put 3 to 4 fingers in her clit and pressed down hard. Her other hand came up to mine, grabbed my middle finger and started sucking it slowly, playing with her tongue. This was all I needed to finish. I announced myself among moans and grunts and started coming. Most of it came from my stomach, but some reached up to her shoulder, even making it to her neck. My dick twitched until it couldn't anymore. My ears were ringing. Slowly, I took my finger out of my sister's mouth. Breathing really hard, we just sat there, almost stuck to each other. When I couldn't move, my hand started wandering around her body, giving her light scratches and pets. I wandered around her ear, her neck, her nipples, her belly button, on the side of her hip, lightly over her pussy, and then up her leg to her knee, and the same in reverse. We started laughing. The first one to say something was her. That definitely was against the rules, but I'll make an exception for you this time. She turned her body so that she was now cuddling. She looked up at me, and I leaned in to kiss her, and she kissed me back. It wasn't anything crazy, just a good solid kiss. Then we relaxed in silence for a moment, with our index fingers taking a tour of each other's bodies for the first time. It was around 12:30, so we knew it was starting to get dangerous. So we got up, cleaned ourselves, and went to bed. I woke up super early this morning, didn't sleep a wink. My legs feel like I worked out yesterday. I've been walking around the house like a ghost. I don't know what to say. I guess here we are now. Well, done, gang. We made it. That was definitely hot. Yeah, that was super hot. Just the audio and then the sister masturbating, like, oh man, it Yeah, it's definitely like against the rules. I could tell what her rules are, at least a little bit. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed that. It's 45 minutes.